dancers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What were those?
Spanish dancers.
What kind of music did they have there?
Oh, have good music.
Yeah. Do you remember what the instruments were? Did they ever have a... What kind of instruments did they have, like, in a Spanish band like that?
A guitar and a mandolin.
Okay.
Accordion. A Spanish accordion, the little ones.
Yeah.
And then they used to have a... what do you call it? Square dancing.
Did you ever hear harmonicas or anything? Like
oh,
that?
Yes.
Okay. Can you still find that type of music, that Spanish music?
Oh, I love it.
You can still find it on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody ever come around and play?
I got a lot of tapes.
Yeah? Does anybody ever come around and play that anymore, or is that...
They do in Fort Morgan.
Okay. Do you go?
No, I haven't been going.
When do they play that? The Cinco de Mayo?
Play that out to the park.
Yeah. Okay.
In Fort Morgan.
They seem to have a lot of fairs around. Do they have a lot of sort of yearly
events?
They
have the Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And a lot of little different things that they have.
Yeah. Do they have a thing in which people ride bulls and stuff like that? Is that ever a
thing? What?
People ride bulls and cowboys.
Oh, they have the rodeo out here.
So they have one in Brush?
July.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Do you go to that?
Or have I don't you? Like
You don't like them?
No. They have tractor pulls out here.
Yeah?
And...
But that's not
They have a racetrack over in Fort Morgan. Wow. Cars.
So you have a lot to do around here, it sounds like.
There's quite a few things that we have out here to do.
Okay. Are Fort Morgan and Brush pretty close communities then? I mean, they're close as far as...
No.
No?
They never get along.
There's a lot of animosity?
Yeah.
Well, good. That's healthy.
Now, like, for Christmas, they have parades.
Yeah.
In Fort Morgan, they have a Christmas parade.
Uh-huh.
The Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, and the people around.
Is that in the day or at night?
At night, with the lights.
Okay, so
when they turn on the lights.
A parade of light type thing.
Yeah.
Like they have in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been one of those? The one in Denver?
Yeah. Yes, in Denver. Long time ago.
Big deal.
When we used to live on...
Oh, really?
Yeah. When we were little.
Wow. Well, you know that place has changed.
Yeah. And I've lived in Greeley for a long time.
Where
Brighton.
Uh-huh. What about Larimer? What street did you... What? Do you remember? What cross street?
Oh, no.
Just trying to get
We used to go down Broadway.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Places like that.
You probably lived around where Coors Field is now.
Probably. I don't remember.
It's like 22nd Street or something.
Yeah.
Okay. What about... do you know of... a tradition, I don't know, you might not do this, but where you get a turkey or a chicken and there's a bone in there and the kids break it.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Oh.
It's called a wishbone or a pulley bone or something like that?
No. You just break the turkey.
Okay. How does that work?
Whoever wins the big part.
The big part?
Win.
Okay, what do you win?
You have good luck.
Oh, good. Okay. Do you know what a dude is? Have you ever heard of a dude?
No, not around here.
Okay. Do you know what that is?
It's just a guy that's fancied up.
Okay. They have a cemetery around here, right?
Yeah, right there.
Is that what people call it, a cemetery? Or is there another name for it that you know of?
No, just a cemetery.
Okay. And what is the event, or the, not the event, what happens before somebody is buried in this area? What takes place?
Well, they have church services.
Okay.
Or else they have services at the mortuary.
Uh-huh.
What?
Sorry.
I just seen if you knew more than me.
Well,
you know, you both know a lot.
Yeah, she's been here a long time too.